Well, Barry, difficult to speak after that. What's the immediate reaction?
Listen, very, very disappointed, Tom, but listen, we were beaten by the better team, and that's it. You know, we can have no complaints. You know, they said, yeah, they were every bit of the team that we expected. And, you know, we came here with the intent and winning the game, you know. And I thought we were, it was nip and tuck early on. They got a bit of the lead in us, but I thought we got ourselves back into the game, and then they got the goal. And unfortunately, that there, you know, and they, it took us a while to recover from that there. And we went in at half time, 7 down. It put us under a bit of pressure. And we said we were going to come out in the second half and give it our best shot and go to the bitter end, which the boys did. And we came out and we went at it. We had a couple of goal chances that didn't come, you know, and suppose, listen, these days you need that wee bit of luck, and we didn't get that luck, and unfortunately, when the ball's been turned over, they were going up the field and they were putting it over the bar, and they, like, and thought, you know, in fairness to them, they managed the game very well in the second half. You know, they just kept the scoreboard ticking, and, you know, we were the ones that had to go and try and win the game, and, you know, it left gaps at the back. But listen, what can you do? You know, you have to go and win it, and, you know, you have to go and back yourself, and I think we did, you know. And, you know, I'm very proud of the boys for their effort, you know, because they didn't give up to the bitter end, you know.
Yeah, I suppose the goal really was a killer, you know, because, you know, you were probably going to go in, what might be, 4 down, the big difference between 9-5 and 1-9
the goal was big, like, you know. But I thought too, you know, we were under pressure in the first half. You know, they were, especially off their kickouts and off our own kickouts, you know, I thought we were slow to set up at times, and even as we guard your own kickouts, they were winning a lot of breaks, and I suppose they were getting scores off areas that we had spoke about where they would get scores, and the fact that we didn't stop them was disappointing. And I thought, you know, especially a couple of scores that they got off their own kickouts, we should have been set up a lot quicker. Like, but, you know, listen, look back at the video in due course, and, you know, it'll be post-mortem surely. But, you know, we can have no complaints. We were beat by the better team today, and we just have to put our hands up.
I suppose you probably needed a full hand. You were without Daniel Brennan. He had been your kind of point scorer and scorer, top scorer through the campaign. He was a loss.
He was a loss. Listen, and fairness, you know, the guys that came in, you know, we had identified key men for them that had done a lot of damage in other games, and we had boys went in and actually did a job on them, and they had other players that stood up today. And listen, what can you do? Like, they had the 15, 16, and even they emptied the bench there at the end. You know, they're a strong team. They're every bit the Division 1 team that they should be in Tyrone, you know. So, you know, when people are talking about the possibility of them winning a senior championship in Tyrone, well, listen, you know, they looked at they're comfortable today on the ball, so you know, the best luck to them now in the final, you know, and they were deserving winners today.
I know it's difficult to see it now, but it was a good season. You won the intermediate champion. You kick a ball away from promotion, you know, and into an Ulster semi-final.
Listen, I suppose, as you said, it's hard to look at it like that. You know, Stephen said in there, unfortunately, you know, it was always going to end on a loss unless we won in All-Ireland. So, you know, we just, you want to keep going as long as possible, and you want the journey to keep going. Like, and, you know, it was a great season. You know, we were, as you say, we were a kick a ball away from promotion. We won a Donegal Intermediate. And, you know, the scoreline, you know, was a big scoreline, but, like, the boys give 100% out there today. Every one of them, like any boy, man that came off the pitch, was the legs were gone from. You know, they give it everything they had, and that's all you can ask. You know, if they go out and give it everything they can any given day. Listen, sometimes you're going to get beaten. Unfortunately, today we were on the wrong side of a heavy defeat.
You've given the job 2 years. What's the feeling about giving it another year, another go?
We'll see what happens now. We'll just listen, let the dust settle now over the next few days and weeks, and we'll probably get the Christmas over, and we'll see what happens. Listen, not making any commitments just yet, you know. Just everything's a bit raw now at the moment, Tom, you know.